In this episode of The Drop, we're going to be going over the Blues and Boston Bruins game, which was played on Tuesday, November 22nd in Boston. Guys, the Blues looked very good at home, and they got three big wins against Buffalo, San Jose, and Nashville, and they're looking to continue that success and win a fourth game in a row. We all know they've had problems on the road this year. They were looking to solve those problems here in Boston, but of course they would be going against their former captain of 5 years and former player of 10 years, David Backes. Before the game, we were able to catch up to a few of the Blues players and also David Backes and Ken Hitchcock about what it's like to play a former teammate and a former player of yours from the viewpoint of Ken Hitchcock. Let's hear what they had to say.
Facing a guy that you've known for a long time, really kind of grew up in the organization, a guy like David Backes. How is it for you guys personally, and I can imagine how maybe more difficult it would be on his side?
Yeah, it's a little weird, you know, playing against a teammate for so long and a friend. It's always weird facing off for the first time, especially so quick into the next season. So I'm sure it's going to be emotional for him. But he's a warrior. He's going to come out banging us and see what happens.
So how long do you guys go together? I mean, you were drafted just before him.
Yeah, I was 2005. I would say he was 2003, 2004, maybe. I miss him in Peoria, but he's been my captain ever since I've been here. It's the first year I've had a different captain than him, so he's been my leader for 7 years now. So it was definitely a little weird without him in the dressing room the first time, but it's the business.
And he's a hitter, and you apparently are a hitter as well.
Yeah, I don't know. This might be the clash of the Titans here. We'll see.
I like that. Who's going to get the better of that?
I got to say me. I can't put it on him. Well, I don't want to be laying on my ass.
I saw the way you hit James Neal the other night.
That, yeah. Got him. Yeah, that didn't feel too good. My ribs are still. Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Yeah.
You brought it up first.
I didn't say James Neal's name one time.
You said you didn't want to end up on your rear end.
Yeah, but I didn't say James Neal. I wasn't bringing up times I've been down. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, hopefully David Backes doesn't give you his Backes.
That's nice. That's why you're on TV. That's real good. Yeah, no, I really hope he doesn't. But we'll see. We'll see how we line up.
Have a great game.
Thanks, Banger.
Thanks.
You know, no sentimental, value for him. I think it's going to be something that he's chomping at the bit to get a chance to play us. And I always like playing against old teammates just because that rivalry that you haven't practiced for so long, then you get a chance to go out and try to prove it on the ice. And he was someone who battled in practice, and it was fun playing against him all the time. And now it's going to be, that much more intense being on the same rink as him, but on different benches.
Well, I think it might be different for the players. For us as coaches, after the first shift is over, he's another player on the team. I think our focus is more about their goals against is incredible at home. Rask has had a heck of a start this season. How are we going to get to him? Because even last year, as well as we played, we didn't get to him till real late. And I think that's more our focus right now is how do we get into their defense? How do we get into the goalie? And in David's situation, that stuff is it's going to be much more prevalent at home than it would be here in Boston for us. It's another player in another road game, a guy that was special, but it'll be a little bit different at home.
A lot of mixed emotions. I think, you're going to see a lot of familiar faces and met a couple for dinner last night and just want to stay in the moment, try to do what I can to help our team win, and afterwards we can shake hands and give each other hugs and wish each other the best moving forward. So a lot of good people over there, a lot of good friends, but we're wearing different jerseys tonight, so I think they're well aware, and I'm well aware there's going to be no punches pulled. We're going after 2 points, both teams playing pretty well right now, and it's going to be a battle of wills who gets the 2 points out of the game.
The stature, of him in St. Louis and what he was for us as a team, obviously it was a big change, but it's going to be important that we push that aside, obviously, and realize that we have to treat him as just another elite player. Like the Bergerons and the Krejcis, guys that you have to give a lot of respect and not get caught up in the fact that you're playing against your old captain or your old buddy.
The Blues came out in this game and did look a little timid. I don't know if it was because they were nervous about playing against their former captain. You know, everybody loves him here in St. Louis, including all the players. And Boston just took it to him in the first period. If it wasn't for Jake Allen, the game just a couple minutes in would have already had a goal or two for Boston. But Jake couldn't keep all of them out. And yes, isn't it poetic that David Backes got the first goal for the Bruins in this game around 7 minutes and 44 seconds in.
In Pietrangelo lifts Spooner's stick, rather Perron. It's Krejci to Krug, the drive, save, rebound, Backes scores! Oh, they've seen that so many times before! David Backes' goal is number 20,000 in Boston Bruins history. And poetically, he broke his stick in the effort.
Patrice Bergeron's going to factor in on this goal, Jack, but what a play he made. It looked like St. Louis. Bortuzzo on the little cutback away from the pressure from Spooner, but it's Bergeron who then comes across and forces the turnover by Perron, and that allows Krejci to have possession inside the offensive zone, and now Krug comes late, and he's got an opportunity to absolutely tee one up. I mean, in motion, perfect tape-to-tape pass from Krejci. Krug lets it go, and very importantly, it's not off net.
The Blues gave up a couple penalties in the first period, and David Backes would capitalize on one of those power plays for Boston and score the power play goal. And, you know, Boston announcers even said, how many times have we seen this from David Backes this year sitting in front of the net? Well, Blues fans, how many times have we seen that over the last 10 years, especially in the playoffs last year, of David Backes coming up big in the front of the net? And this time he beat his old pal Jake Allen. That would be Backes' fourth goal of the year, Krug's fifth assistant, Krejci's 10th assist of the year, and that's 7 minutes and 44 seconds in, and Boston takes the lead on that power play goal. The Blues played really bad the rest of the period, giving up a lot of two-on-threes, a lot of great shots that Jake Allen had to make great saves on, and they were very fortunate to get out of that the first period just down 1-0. Going into the second period, the Blues had to come out quick and show Boston they were there to really be in this game and not be, you know, almost intimidated or just a little, you know, squeamish because they're playing David Backes. I don't know if that's what it was, but that's what it looked like. The Blues did come out in the second period very fast, and Jori Lehterä, just a couple minutes in, would net the goal for the Blues.
Nothing Boston as Parayko moves the puck in deep for Lehterä. Lehterä knocked off by Krug. Worked out to Parayko, has room, fires, and scores! May have been deflected in front. We are tied at one.
And Rask is complaining that he was interfered with it. I have a good look at it, but that's exactly the formula we were looking for in Bouchard called for a second ago. More shots to the net. This one from a steep angle. The Blues had started to work down low, gain more possession, more puck possession time. The little slide here. Great. Love it when you change the angle. And we'll take a look here. Can't really see anything that would constitute interference from that angle. I think this goal is good to go. I don't think Rask has much to stand on from this regard. It's great play.
Lehterä was in the right place at the right time, and this goal was made possible by a great shot from out by the blue line, just a couple feet in from Parayko, and Letera's right there. Perfect goal, great net presence. You know, the Boston goalie tried to say it was interference, and they reviewed it, and of course it wasn't. And Lehterä gave the Blues a 2-1 lead. It would be Letera's second goal of the year, Parayko's 8th assist, and Tarasenko's 13th assist, guys. He's known for scoring, but as I've said all year long and last year, he is a great passer, and I'm hoping the NHL is noticing that. Because if they're not, they're going to have a rude awakening when they play him. They've got to watch him all the time now, not just for his scoring ability, but for his passing. The Blues played a pretty good second period. They, in fact, got a power play, and they just started playing really sloppy on the power play. And Boston got a breakaway and was able to score a shorthanded goal. Just a terrible time when the Blues had momentum, and Boston takes a 2-1 lead with this goal.
The spoke B, Tarasenko gives to Lehterä. Nash springs Dominic Moore, who's got a shorty this year. He scores! try to make lateral plays just inside the offensive blue line, whether it's 5-on-5 or 5-on-4. Talked about getting a quality penalty kill. The Bruins are able to take good angles, body position, stick position, good gap by the defense, and then a good force along the wall, and that's going to allow Dominic Moore to use his great speed. Even at his age, his skating game is still there. His second shorthanded goal, and they were similar in nature, that they were high shots. The other one went short side. This one, far side over the glove. Just a great effort. The good force at the blue line.
Dominic Moore comes up big for Boston and gets him that shorthanded goal and gives him the 2-1 lead. That was Moore's fifth goal of the season. He played a very good game. Nash got his third assist, and Nash also played a good game for Boston. So the Blues are now down 2-1 on that just terrible, terrible passing on the Blues' part, and allowed Boston to break out to give Moore that goal. However, the Blues did not get down even after giving the shorthanded goal up, and they kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and it would reward them for all their hard effort after that shorthanded goal on this goal by Robert Bortuzzo. A great, great rebound goal.
Only one goal on the season. Out to Parayko. His shot gets blocked. Parayko again misses the net high. Now Bortuzzo out to Berglund. Berglund, long wrist shot, knocked down by Ras. Bortuzzo then scores! The Blues tie the game at 2.
Pretty clearly, the strategy has been to kick it out and get traffic in front. I mean, there's no, we've seen it too often here during the second period. There it is, kick it back out to the point, just wrist it to the net, try to get some traffic in front and grab your garbage goals here, and Bortuzzo manages to bank this one. And it's what Brian had talked about before the game, getting contributions from guys that maybe earlier in the year weren't getting enough ice time in order to contribute.
The Blues at this point in the game were able to really keep the puck in Boston's end and put a lot of pressure on him. And it paid off on this goal by Bortuzzo. Nice to see him get the goal. You know, he's that scrappy kind of guy, but you need guys like that to come through for you in games. Your top scorers aren't always going to score for you. That was Bortuzzo's first goal of the season, Berglund's fourth assist, and Parayko. Another great play by Parayko to keep the puck in and to get that puck down there to where Bortuzzo was able to knock that rebound in. That was 13 minutes and 59 seconds into the second period, and the Blues tie it at 2-2. And I want to give Berglund some credit too. He's looked pretty good in these last couple games. You know, I've said some bad things about him, and at times he doesn't play the greatest, but in the last couple games he's looked very, very well. The Blues, at this point, are kind of taking over the game. They continue to put pressure on. Boston has some chances. Jake Allen makes some good saves. But the Blues would get the next goal and take a 3-2 lead on this great effort by Paul Stastny.
Good shift for the Blues. Yakupov tries to thread one through. Jaden Schwartz for the puck. Saved by Rask. Rebound. Score! Stastny! 3-2 St. Louis.
This is a veritable deluge of goals against Tuukka Rask. Three goals against is not very common. And here, we're talking about plays from behind the net. The Blues work it down low, get it to the net, keep on crashing. And here, Stastny is the beneficiary.
Well, and the Bees have fallen asleep here at the wheel here in the second period. And the youngster, Brandon Carlo, a couple of tough bounces right there, is not able to recover in time to get Stastny right there, and a rebound by Rask, and Stastny's not going to miss many of those.
And Stastny does not miss many of those. I mean, just perfect positioning for him to get that rebound and put it over Tuukka Rask. Not Rask's best game up until this point. I believe the last four games, he'd only allowed a goal a game. So he'd been playing very, very well. You could tell he was frustrated the whole night by the Blues. The Blues did one key thing in this game, guys, something they've not been doing when they lost. A lot of times when they lost, they were shooting from outside and just hoping to get something. They're shooting from outside now, but there's guys there around the net, and it's nice to see them do that. The Blues need to play that way to be able to get those goals. Some people call them garbage goals. They're not garbage goals. If you stay in there by that net and work hard and take the beating you're going to take and you score a goal, it's not a garbage goal. Stastny's goal was his fifth of the season. Been playing very well. Schwartzy had his fourth goal, or fourth assist, sorry. Yakupov played very well last night. He made a mistake on a penalty early in the first period, but overall had a very good game and got his assist a third of the season for him. And that was, like I said, 16-11 of the second period. The Blues would go out of that second period ahead 3-2. Jake Allen, guys, would be the key in this third period. Boston started coming out, putting some pressure on him. The Blues still played well, but Jake Allen was under tremendous pressure the whole third period. But he stayed calm with great saves like these.
Patrice Bergeron. Bergeron sends one towards the net. Now Petrangelo lost the puck. Marchand slides it across. Allen got a stick on it. Puck loose left side of the goal. Blues look to work it out of trouble. Marchand once again. Marchand working hard this shift, as usual. Bergeron a shot. Nash looking for the puck. Allen sprawls. He's got it.
Yeah, it's a great forechecking shift by the Bergeron line. Just can't manage to finish it off. Marchand always working. Look at the steal by Bergeron. He throws it in front, trying to get it to Marchand. Marchand will wait for Bergeron to help out on the forecheck. Centering pass, can't make it. But this is the kind of pressure and hard work down low that the Bruins have to produce in order to score a goal. They just haven't come easily for this line.
At the second period, out with an undisclosed injury. As the puck rolls in on Allen, who's been outstanding tonight, he stopped 33 of 35 shots, and now another. A big save on David Krejci. Krejci with the puck again, drops it off. Cleared out of the zone by Robbie Fabry.
Nick Allen has been so big for the Blues this year, and I hope everybody realizes how great he's playing. I love Brian Elliott, but guys, Jake Allen is the goalie that we thought he was going to be, and he's taking charge of this team, putting it on his shoulders that when they do have a breakdown, he's making a lot of great saves. It would allow the Blues to take advantage of Boston pulling their goaltender, but the Blues were able to keep the puck out. In fact, get a 2-on-1 breakaway, and they were able to score an empty net goal.
25 remaining. It bounces away from Krug. Diving play. The net is empty. Here is Laterra. He stayed onside, and he hits the post. No, it went in. One official single post,
That'll
but it's
good.
A goal, an empty netter,
yeah.
And the Blues now lead 4-2.
Bruins had a chance to maybe get something going here. Very passive. You can see why St. Louis has given up. Look at all the time and space. They're not trying to compensate for being down a man here. They're just going back into a defensive posture. And right there, the near miss by Spooner, who had some pretty good room there, but Allen moves to take it away pretty quickly. And that's all she wrote for the Bruins, as Krug's desperate dive here to prevent an odd man break results in this goal by Laterra.
Well, Laterra puts the icing on the cake with just around a minute and 16 seconds left of the game to get his third goal of the year. Perron assist on it is sixth, and Berglund, who played a great game, had his assist as fifth of the year. And as I said, that was 18 minutes and 44 seconds into the third period. And the Blues take a 4-2 lead. But Boston wasn't done testing Jake Allen. And about 16 seconds after this goal by Laterra, they got a great opportunity. But Jake came up big with another big, big save.
3 second period goals for the Blues. Here is Krejci with a shot. That gets blocked. Krejci with it again. And a save by Allen on Hayes.
That's a tremendous save. A tremendous save by Allen.
It was indeed a tremendous save by Jake Allen. I mean, one of his best of the night. I know I said earlier the other one was pretty dang good. This one was pretty well up there, too, when it comes to how hard it was for him to make that save. And because of his play again, the Blues win this one 3-2, get that monkey off their back, get a win on the road. And they're starting this two-game road trip on a high note, and hopefully they continue it tonight against the Washington Capitals. Let's go ahead and hear from the players and Hitchcock on their press conference after the game.
Kept it simple. We didn't like many hope for plays, and just threw pucks in the net. Three not pretty goals, greasy goals, and they all count. And we'll take that big win, especially to get some confidence back here on the road.
You knew they were going to push at you there in the third period. Was it just a case for you to make sure you see pucks and not give them any second and third chances?
Yeah, they do a good job of throwing a lot of pucks to the net. They're pretty. The top two lines are pretty skilled. They find ways to get pucks to the net, and I was just trying to keep things in front of me and not try to get chasing too much and just slow the play down, get as many whistles as we could.
Four wins in a row. And- about as confident as the team's feeling right now?
Or? Yeah, you know, I think it's obviously the best streak we've had this year, and you know, I think we can go a lot further the way we're playing. We just got to keep it consistent, keep it simple, and try not to be anyone else that we're not. And
yeah, I guess I'm decent at geometry. I guess I don't think it was the perfect angle, but you know, we'll take it.
It wasn't a pretty sharp angle there. I mean, you had an empty net, but it didn't seem like you had.
Yeah, like I said, we're happy to have it go home.
The way you guys have played lately, has it been just staying with the game and eventually wearing the opposition down?
Yeah, we know what our best game looks like. Jaker weathered a lot in the first for us and gave us an opportunity to get to where we need to be, which is kind of standing over pucks in the offensive zone. Can't speak as enough to the forwards and what they did in that second period. And Jake was huge all night.
Once again, a couple of big saves there, I think. They outshot us, but I didn't think we gave that much. The ones that we did, I thought two or three chances. We just had a couple of sloppy turnovers, and he made some big saves. And, you know, sometimes you just, you know, we lost the puck on a stick handle, or we just, you know, made a mistake. Just mental mistakes, and that's where he made those big saves. And he had three or four really big saves that could easily tie the game.
Can you live with giving one up the backs, and then you got the 2 points tonight, though?
Yeah, I think if you, you know, if you asked the family, people, that's the ideal situation. You know, you're happy for him, he gets his goal, and I think as a team that we're happy because, you know, we got our 2 points, and then now we look forward to tomorrow.
We gave up too many scoring chances trying to stand still and make plays. We didn't move our feet, and against Boston, they're such a good team. If you don't move your feet, you're going to get caught, and they got so much speed up front. They're on the forecheck, and they stay on the forecheck, and they got, like, those first two lines, they really do a lot of damage against you.
All three first goals just a result of, you know, getting to the net and getting...
Yeah, and playing the right way in the offensive zone, kind of hanging on to the puck, making the low to high play, getting to the inside. We're scoring a lot of goals right now getting to the inside, so that's the biggest reason we're scoring is it's not anything fancy. It's that we're in the scoring area every time. I thought we got a great boost from... Obviously, Jake was good, but I thought we got a great boost. Stastny and Schwartz, this is two games in a row where they've just been outstanding together, and that's a good sign for us.
Yes, Ken, that is a great, great sign. The Blues did not look good in the first period. We're thinking, uh-oh, another bad game on the road. But they stepped it up in the second period, came out hard. Yeah, they gave up that shorthanded goal, but they didn't give up then. They continue to play hard, and they end up beating this very good Boston team in the first game of the road trip. Let's go ahead and go over some of the stats now of the game. The Blues' record improves with the win to 11-6-3. Boston falls to 11-8-0. The Blues didn't have as many shots on goal as the Bruins, and that's why I said Jake Allen came up big. The Bruins had 41. The Blues had 28. The Blues' power play continues to be an issue. They were 0-2. Boston was 1-3. The faceoffs, the Blues were 54%. Boston was 46%. Let's go back over the goals. The Blues ended up getting two goals from Laterra, his second and third. One of them was an empty netter. Stasny gets a goal his fifth of the year. Bortuzzo gets a goal his first of the year. Parayko gets two assists, played a great game. Tarasenko didn't score, but he did get an assist, and Jake Allen makes 39 great saves. Backes got his goal for the Boston Bruins, his fourth of the year. He's probably very excited about doing it against his old team. Moore got a goal his fifth of the year. Krejci got an assist, and Krug got an assist. Rask did not look good, although he'd been very good in the few previous games. He was able to make 24 saves. Great game for the Blues guys. I'm just ecstatic at how they played, and hopefully they'll be able to continue that tonight against the Capitals, and that game will start at 6 p.m. Central Time. And I know that tomorrow's Thanksgiving, but guys, tune in for the Drop Podcast tomorrow afternoon to tomorrow evening when I will recap that Washington Capitals game. Don't forget, again, the Blues come home Saturday night. So this is a very short road trip, and hopefully they'll be coming home with a two-win road trip. That would be great. Get down to Scott Trade, see the Blues on Saturday. Don't forget to join me on Sunday also. I'll be back with another recap. In fact, I'm here after every game recapping the Blues wins, losses, with commentary, with interviews, and also all the highlights. Thanks again for joining me. I've been your host, Lance Descott. Have a great night. Let's go Blues.
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TheDrop Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.